takes.
Okay. Yeah, basically, let me get an idea. Amar Abba, how is Eben Menachas like a chaytai? My hikaba. Didn't realize I was there. But Amar the Nafla, lean is up with chayim. In Dal Dvarim Yipater, lean is up with chayim. Says Rashi. No, Afkino and show you kameiz the vayin is karatzen. Yeah. What's Rashi telling me? The reason why you're chayiv, yeah, the reason why you're chayiv is because einus, einus karatzen. In other words, we consider this to be an einus, yeah, but you're chayiv anyway for einus. Right?
Hunk your ashi, it's not a shaggy. Hunk your ashi, it's not a shaggy.
He says, he brings in shaggy,
maybe
iron karatsa.
Yes, maybe it's a shaggy.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. It's not a case of shaggy. Shaggy means, you know, it's not shaggy. Yeah, shaggy means you know what you're doing, but you think it's like the next rashi later on. You know what you're doing, but hey, you know what you're doing, and it's iron. And the truth of the matter is, right, Ramban in Bamitzia Pei Beis, this is one of his rayas that Adam Ul Olam is in Bayin is Gomer. He brings two rayas. One from the Gemara of Zion, by Nofim Nagag, Beruach, Shein Mitzuya. And the man says, Ruach Shein Mitzuya means even Saras Elio, a hurricane. That's one raya. And the second raya that man brings is from our Gemara. Yeah, he said, Evan Menachas Bechekoi, Ichayev. So we see that Adam Ul Olam is even by Aynes Gomer. This is the man's riot. This is the man's riot. So L'chaira, this Rashi, is saying the same thing. So this stems ground of what we said yesterday from Rashi. Yesterday in Rashi and Sanhedrin, Aintesam and Beis, the Gemara says, L'chalkas ben the Makabahema, you shall men will chalk men shayg lemezid, right? And Rashi says yichayv and anything. So I'm daging Rashi yichayv even an einus. This Rashi is right to that, I think, because Rashi on this Gemara, where the Ramban also said that, right? The Ramban said that the soy kimmich is gira chomim bainus and izakin. So if Dover, Kim Shaskir Kham Bainis and Zalkin Evan Munakas Bekhaika, well here give him Oilam. Right? So that's his right. Enough from God. So the Ramban understands our Gemara's case of Ainis. You didn't know that was there, Bakhlal. You got up in your Ainis. Yeah? That's what Rashi says also. Rashi says the reason why Chai, because the Torah is Marba, Shaykh Kameh, and Ainis Karatsin. Oh. So Shaila is for carrots. What does everyone else do? What does everyone else do? So the Rebbe Yosef, he already holds like Taisus, at least, I mean, he's gone. And the Rebbe Yosef holds, right, that even though Yichayiv can't geneva and evade, they're not like Taisus, Yichayiv even can't geneva, but on his gomer says in Yosef, your partner, it's Frekim Yosef, so why Yichayiv by Evan? He asked the Kasha, he asked the Ramban's Kasha. What does Rebbe Yosef answer? That over here, there's a Pshia. I'm not sure why, but he says it's a pshir. You should have realized, you should have been chayshe, you buy a little mecha, shema, heniach ezidav b'cheikai, b'shachai. You should have been careful. You should have been chayshe, maybe there's a stone there. Okay, it's a little funny, I don't know if I would have said that. I mean, some of you are encouraged to think there's a stone in your lap. I go, my face, I think there's a stone in my lap. Okay, Rebbe Yosef says that. He's got a problem. What? Can I get a name? Whatever. Maybe. What?
Rashi could also do that.
We say it's not on his gomer. What? Okay. B'daychak. What? Not b'daychak? Huh? Pashas Rashi is not. What? It says mukha. It says Rashi l'shtasa if an ayin test. Say, okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you look at the Talmud of Rashba, over here in the Mishnah, he also discusses the Shail of Einis. Right? He holds like the Einis Gomer is Potter. We don't derive from the Shalom, the Einis Gomer is Potter. Yeah? So, why Chai by Ruach Shein Mitzuya? Yeah? No, he's going to deal with both of Ramban's questions. No, the Ramban has two rayas. Again, one raya from Ruach Shein Mitzuya. You see, even his Gomer is Chayyab, and our Gemara of Eben. So the Rajba disagrees. The Talmud of Rajba says right away from the Shalom, you see, the Ein is Gomer's Potter. Smelly has a Kasha, he has two Kashas. What about Ruach Shein Mitzuya? Yeah? The Betchil Zalyasa Havalei Limte Vlasuke Daite. She says, there was a Pshi in the beginning. This is the Mayor Peretz also said that. The going up to the roof, yeah, when on a windy day, that's the problem. So there is an element of Pshia. It's not Ayin is gone. Yeah? He shouldn't have gone up. It's a windy day. Why are you going up? Yeah? So therefore Yechayev. So it's not Ayin is gone. There's an element of Pshia over here. Now, yeah, oh, B'chein, Hodra Amin, Hoyse Em, Nachse B'chekoi, L'hirke B'moylam, Gam Zog Yechayev, Inami Mishum the Domil Pesheya. Domil Pesheya. Shain Derech Bani Adam Lias Evan Haru Uyi Lahazik Bechekam Loyar Gishuba. Right? So here's I would say a little better than the Mekaser. At least he says if it's a big enough stone to damage, it's not a pebble, yeah? It's a big enough stone to damage, then you should have felt the stone there. Okay? You're not that big of an Eloi. That you don't chop the stone. If it's a big enough stone, it's able to damage. You should have realized that it was there. Samael is an element of pshia, and that's why you're chayav.
Would not mean to be. Let's say it's like a small knife.
What?
A small knife. Is it that heavy?
Small knife.
So he's very high.
Okay, we're not fine. Yeah. Okay. There'll be enough to do the mukayisif and the. Okay. So that's the gabi. The basic question in the sugya. Yeah. What happened to the Ptorinus? Is there, if there was a Ptorinus, is there a Ptorinus or not? So now we have Pashtaman Rashi, Raman Vishor, maybe Rashi, and Mugyaisa, the Shita. So now, the Shita over here brings down from the Rimo Nil. The Shita. That it says, right, it was Evan, they didn't know there was there, Bachal. Right, the next case is Evan, you knew there was there, but you forgot. The first case of Gemara, Bachal didn't know that Evan was there. So the Shita, the Rimonil, Ben Heinesen, wants to know, so what happened? If you never put it there, how'd it get there? Yeah, how'd it get there? Says the Shita, Kagain, Shanichle, Adam, Echad, Bechekoi, Boicha, Yoshin. So what's the case? Someone else put it there. Okay? He said, Darbin Shai Gamezit, on his Karatzim. He says, like Rashi, that the Chiyav is not that there's a Pshia, the Chiyav is that he even Chayav Anitis. Oh. So he says, he's bothered. So why is this different than the Shalmi? Shalmi says, Shalmi says, if the guy was sleeping and someone else came and came down this up next to him and he poked the guy's eye out, etc., he's potter. So why is that different than this? Alright? What's the case over here? Yeah? What's the case? The guy was sleeping, the Rimonil said. Someone put the rock on his lap, the guy woke up, and got up, and damaged. So when he went to sleep, there was no rock in his lap. Right? So, Elamai, someone put the rock there. So, what's if someone puts the rock there? If someone puts the clean, the next thing when the guy is sleeping and he damages it in his sleep. That's the kasha that the Rimo Nil is grappling with. Based on what he said, that he says, Lahikabam Oilam, and how did it get there? Must be someone else put it there while he was sleeping. Okay? So, he painted himself in the corner. So, how does he deal with the Sham? Zok the Rimo Nil. So, he says, So the Shalmi. So you might have learned. Shalmi, I didn't know that the rock, that the clear was next to me. So they also, I didn't know the rock was in my lap. What's the difference? Either case, he didn't know. So if that, if the pshat and the sham agree, he didn't know, then the chayr is a tushdel. Over here also, he didn't know. Elmai says the rimul nil. Yeah, el mishum shezeh yashan hu hamur. Avo zeh shenishbar mishba moichai v'zeh eben nishba kelov my shinui avid. Okay? What did he do? The guy that went to sleep next to the guy that's already sleeping, yeah, he's the mu'ir. Yeah? So therefore, you're potter. Therefore, you're potter. My shankin over here, the guy that you smashed his brains with the rock when you got up, yeah, the guy whose brains you smashed, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do any shinui. Ma shinui avid. Yeah? He didn't do anything. Reuben was sleeping. Shimon put the rock there in Reuben's lap. Levi was innocently sitting there, or his plea was innocently sitting there, and then it broke. He had nothing to do with it. Right? So Chayr, the Rimon is saying, like, we want to say in the Ramban. Right? We want to say in the Ramban. We want to say that the Machlaik is the Ramban and Taisvis, the Gabi the Shalmi. Right? The Ramban. It says Oyin is Gomer is Chayit. So you have the Kasha. Why do Shami a Potter? Says the Rabban. Pshias and Izik. Pshias and Izik. Right? And we said, what's the Pshat Pshias and Izik? Pshat is that the Nizik is the one that draws the Hezik to himself. That's not a Ma'aseh Mazik. Mazik means I'm going and damaging you. But you draw the Hezik to yourself. Dainu, you put the clean next to me, or you slept out. You went to sleep next to me, and I smashed him all the night. So you, that's not Ma'aseh Mazik. But we said, according to Ramban, if someone else does it, if someone else puts the kli there, that's not going to pater him, right? It's not going to pater him because even though he's ein gomer, he's chayiv. So someone else put it, he's an ein. Say that ein is chayiv. So because he's the one that damaged, ein is chayiv. It's only a dafka by pshis and is it? We said Taisvis when he brings on this son, he says heim garmu, right? Meaning lav dafka the nizik himself, yeah. And we explained, Lufi Taisvis, that the side of the Chiv Adam Mazik is Shmiras Gufayala. Shmiras Gufayala. That's the Chiv of Adam. You didn't watch yourself. But I have to watch myself. I don't have to watch you. So if someone else is involved, so then there's no Shmiras Gufayala. It's I'm not Mechuyev to watch the other guy. That's what we explained Mechuyev Taisvis and Ramban. So now, I think the Rimul Nil is long like Ramban. That's Rimul Nil's chilk over here. Rimul Nil has a problem. When the guy puts the rock in my lap, and I go and I get up and damage, I'm chayiv. Right? So why is it different than putting the kli? Says the Rimul Nil. Over there, he put the kli there. Yeah? Mashengit over here, by the Eben, someone else did it. The guy, the owner of the kli, or the owner of the brains that was smashed, yeah, he didn't put the rock in the guy's lap. My shini of it, he says. My shini of it. So chayr is mamish Ramban. That's the svar of the Ramban. That this that the Shalmi says, that is a p'tur, it's not a pshias and nizik. If the nizik drew the hezit to himself, it's missing, that's a ma'aseh mazik. When someone else does it, so he might be potter because Gromer Zakin is potter. But the guy that actually did damage, he did damage. Even though it's Oinus, there's no Ptur of Oinus. There's no Ptur of Oinus, Chmar Pachay. That's what I think is clear in the Rimul Nil. I'm not sure if everyone agrees to me. Yesterday then, and I wouldn't get a chance to continue our argument in the car, but I don't know. Anyway, if you want to be Medamid, in Bo Adam, Beniach Loi, Bechekai, Margolitz, Eklis Chuches, the Amud Benafla Potter Alei. If you do want to be in Dam Tisham, what will be the case? If someone put a Eklis Chuches in his lap, and then he got up and broke it. So there is a little bit of a problem here in Mugayesif, in the Rimonia, I have to admit. Yeah. In other words, according to me, yeah. If the Rimul Nil wants to give me a case that will be David to Shalmi, that he will be Potter, what should be that case? that instead of some random guy putting the rock in my lap, the Baal HaKli put it, or the Baal HaBrain that got smashed put the rock in my lap. Because then there is B'shin Yisrael Nisi. Right? The whole problem was that it's not the guy himself. Only B'shin Yisrael Nisi patters. Not the fact that someone else is involved in the patters. It's B'shin Yisrael Nisi that patters. Okay, it's giving a case of B'shin Yisrael Nisi. So why, when the Rin Lamil wants to give you a case, where the guy will be the guy with the M in his lap will be potter? So then he also changes that instead of the rock, it's the thing itself that got damaged, right? It's the thing itself that got damaged. So that might be mashma that the chilta is making is not whether the nizik put it there or someone else put it there. The chilta maybe, which you can make, I don't think he's saying that in the beginning because he says that my shina of it, yeah. But the chilta that maybe he's making is a chilta between whether it's a rock they put there and the rock goes and damages, or you put the kli itself. So in the case of Shalmi, you're putting the kli itself next to the guy, and the case that's tantamount to that is putting the kli on the guy's lap, and the guy gets up and breaks the kli itself. But I don't see the svara why there should be a difference between putting the rock and the rock breaks the kli, or putting the kli and the kli breaks. I don't see why it should make a difference. In a second, and he does say, yeah, the words my shini ovid avozeh shenishbar moichay bezeven oishenishbu kalev my shini ovid. What did he do strange? What did he do different? So it seems to me that the insight is whether it's the guy himself or somebody else. And this, when he gives jumps the case where he will be chayiv, I don't know why he switches from a rock to a kli. I'm admitting that there is something over here. There is room maybe to say the chilk is the other way. But I still think that what he writes in the beginning is more damning. Yeah.
Why can't you say pshitz nizik doesn't like go to anything? You want pshitz nizik just on the object you put there by putting it there.
But
like,
if the idea of pshitz nizik is that you draw the hezik. So if I put a rock in your lap. Yeah, and that does damage to me. So there also, I draw the hazard to myself. I was going to the hazard.
Not on the object.
What?
Not on the object.
I know, but why is it be on the object? The idea is that I brought the hazard to myself. That's the insight. The insight is that the nizik brought the hazard. That's not a ma'aseh mazik. Ma'aseh, I go damage you. You bring the hazard to yourself. That's not a ma'aseh mazik. So chayri also, what's the difference if the kli itself or the rock? I don't see. In the way I'm being mazed with Bashir's and Isaac, I don't see it as far as Mahal. Okay.
What happens if you put somebody else's object in a brooch?
Oh, that would be an afkamina that we're talking about. In other words, if the chilek, the way I'm learning the Rimo Nil, it's only, right, it's only if he put it there, yeah, in Isaac. I did, he's not Bashir's and Isaac. If you want to learn otherwise, if you want to learn that he's being Mahal between the rock and, right, he's not mechalkin who's doing it. Mechalkin between whether it's direct or indirect, then you'll be saying that if there's, even if someone else put the kli there, as long as it was the kli itself, not the rock, you'd be potter. I don't understand why that should be. Okay? Okay, so that's this nekuda over here. Say it. Bye. Okay. So we have the Gemara. The first halacha was when you nizak in chayiv, right? Either because ayin is gone with the remach, the chayiv in ayin is, or because there's some type of pshi over here. Linyan arba dvarim potter, okay? Because it's now the unique kavan. Linyan shabbos melech mashavas aser tayir, says Rashi. Lech Moshev is also tired. What's that? What's the idea of Lech Moshev is? Sheneskav in Lasa is Melacha. Actually, the Moralans have many things in Lech Moshev is. Linyaneinu, the idea of Lech Moshev is means that there's thought that went in. Losh Machshav, there's thought that went into it. The other cases where it means professionalism, okay, that's not, we're not learning Shabbos now. Linyaneinu, Rashi says that you had Kavana. Losh Machshav means Kavana. Okay, Elokasavar, Shayim Chalas, Avisham Lachas Umateras. That's Shaygi. Toy Fanim of Shaygi. Either I think today is Wednesday. Mela, I don't think it's I know what I'm doing. But I think that's Mutter. Either because it's not Shabbos, or I think that Bayer is Mutter. Down on the Maris, I think Bayer is Mutter. So I do Bayer and Shabbos. I know what I'm doing. I'm being Bayer. I know I'm being Bayer. The action I'm doing, I know that I'm doing. Mashiach, I just don't. I think that what I'm doing is Mutter. So, man, that's Shaygi Lichayev Chatas. But if I don't know what I'm doing, Bichal, over here, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't intend to throw the rock into the street. Yeah? I got up, the rock flew into the street, and I did it. I didn't intend to do it, Bichal. In that case, you're part. Okay. Bichal Hanin, the Damir and Hacha, Lenniskam, Lassus, Amlacha, Hilkach, Pach. So now, so over here, Rabbi Kveger opens up a big issue. And a lot of the kudis in Rabbi Kveger along the way, which are chashev, even though it's not Mamash Arasugya, but we'll have to indulge me. Rabbi Kveger has a big problem. And based on this problem, he says that he wants to mechadesh a big issue. Our Gemara says, Lach Nach Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kveger, there's a p'tur of Mis'asik, okay? The term is asik and called tarku. Gemara says, but problem is asik that the in order to chayav a carbon, it had to be that it wasn't misasik. What does misasik mean? Misasik means the difference between shoyig and misasik. Shoyig means you intended to do what you did and you did it. Okay, what you did, you intended on doing. You took out that rock from the fruit plate, and you did bar. You did it, right? You cut the tomato off the ground. Yeah? You wanted to cut the tomato off the ground, you knew it was tallish, and you cut it. Elmai, you thought it was mutter, said Shaggy. Misasik means that what I did, I didn't intend on doing. The Hainu. For example, okay, one example, a more extreme example could be, I wanted to cut this tomato, and I ended up, my hand slipped and I caught a different tomato. Okay? So, misasik, what is that? Why is that misasik? Because the action that I did, which is cut the second tomato, I didn't intend on doing. My hand slipped. I caught a different tomato. Or, if I thought the tomato was tallish, I'm having a picnic outside, I see a nice tomato over there, I thought it's one of the tomatoes that I brought for the picnic, I start cutting it. I didn't realize it was still connected to the ground. So they're also, in a way, that's misasik. Okay? This machlaik is about what we said, I'm just using it as a marshal, yeah? What is the action that I did? The action I did was an action of being tailish a tomato. I didn't intend on being tailish a tomato. I intended on stop cutting tomato. I didn't realize that what I'm doing is being tailish. So the act of being tailish was unintended. Okay? But that's the idea. The musig of misasik is that the act that I did was unintended. And that's a p'tor in Kol Tarkula. Okay? Except, the Gemara says, misasik b'chalovim v'arayis is chayiv shekeinena. Okay? What does that mean? Misasik b'chalovim v'arayis, meaning, if, yeah, I have a piece of chalim, a piece of shuman, yeah, I stuck out my hand to get the shuman, which is kosher fat, and my hand, by mistake, slipped, or whatever it was, and I ended up taking the chalev, which is asr, and I ate it. So, even though it's misasik, I didn't intend on eating this piece of chalev, I intended on eating a piece of shuman, which is mutter next to it, but it's misasik. Still yichayev, shekeinene. Because, the Gemara says, yeah, I don't know. Standing by Rayas, the guy had a mind to live with his wife. He ended up living with someone else, an Erva, his sister was on a different bed, whatever it was, it's here. But he intended on living with his wife, with his mother. He ended up living with his sister, and that's misasik, because the act they did, he didn't intend on doing it. The act he didn't intend on doing it. But since he has another, the Gemara says, there's no p'tur of misasik. There's no p'tur of misasik. Now, Derech Agav, what does Anoach do with anything? Excellent question. So, over here, there's an interesting Yisoid, which is, what's interesting is that from like the broad spectrum of Lomdas and Klal Yisrael, they both say the same thing. You have a Rebbeisiv Engel, the Spitz Perlish Agoin, you have Baruch Ber, you have the Spitz Litvish Agoin, they both say the same Yisrael. But Chayyur, the Ran is Mavur Nag, both of them. But anyway, the point is, we'll see. Yeah, but the Yisrael they want to say is, yeah, that what is the idea of Misasik? What is the Yisrael of Ptur Misasik? Misasik is a Ptur Himaisa. Okay? We'll see that in Kvager as well in the Nesivis. What does Misasik say? If I did an action that's unintended, yeah, either, so that Maisa is not Misasik to me. It's if I didn't do the Maisa. Yeah? If the Isser is a Maisa, so Maisa means that, right? For me, this is to do this Maisa. Yeah? Okay? If I didn't intend to do the Maisa B'chal, so in that case, that's the Ptur of Misasik. Okay? It's a din of Maisa. Yeah? A Issa that's a Maisa, Misasik Pagas. Says these Achrayinim. Yeah, one said. By Arayas and by Achila, yeah? Misasik, Chalov and Arayas, Shekeinana, there, the Issa is the Hana. The Issa is not the Maisa. The Isser is the Hana itself. So Mela, there is no Ptur Maisa, there's no Ptur Misasik. What does Misasik say? A Maisa that I did unintentionally is not a Maisa that Misasik is to me. It's not a Maisa that I did. Well, you could say it's not even a Maisa B'chal, you could say one or two ways. But this is a Ptur Maisa, meaning this Maisa I did unintentionally is not a Maisa that I'm responsible for. That's when the Isser is a Maisa. If the Isser is the Hana, side by side, you have Hana.
So if you don't, unless you don't like it.
Yeah.
Why? Well, you don't like Chazik.
What?
Unless you don't like Chazik, so then you don't get it. Okay, that's it.
There's no Hana. But this is Hana. Shekinah. All right, imagine.
Isn't that the concept of Ashrayna, like my side?
No. But that's
my
son. No. You're
supposing the whole thing's all about
Anah. What,
by
riots?
Yeah.
Okay, it could be Anah. Right? Could be right. Now, this idea we also see in the Nesivis. In the Nesivis, everyone knows, you know, Nesivis of Chosh Mishpat. But the Yisiv also wrote out some other farm. It's interesting, God, when Rick Feig over here refers to the Yisiv, he refers to him as the Baal Chavis Das. He also wrote a Sefer in your day, Chavis Das. But for us, the Yisiv is more famous for the Yisiv, not for Chavis Das. But anyway, point is, he also wrote a Sefer in Makar Chaim Hilchos Pesach. And over there, not Dama, he's not in a shine like this. Hare, is a Machlokes Rishonim by Legabe the Isser of Ba'irah, Ba'imotza, and Chametz. You don't have Chametz on Pesach, right? So let's say a guy doesn't know that he has chametz. Chametz ain't he do? Are you even by your by matzah? But chametz ain't he do? Yeah. Because mechayik is shayin. Present nesiv is if you don't know you have the chametz there, right? So it's masasik. I don't know. I have the chametz. How can you tell me that you're over an isser of by your by matzah for having chametz? They don't know that you don't know the chametz exists. Chayit like masasik. Yeah, misasik means I don't realize I'm doing anything b'chol, right? So over here also, frak and nesiv is why isn't every chametz any dua there should be a p'tur of misasik? As a frak and nesiv is makar chayim says in nesiv is a yisai this yisai misasik is a p'tur of maisa b'ayor b'ayimotze. How are you over this, sir? You have to do something to be over this, sir? Bali Rav Matzah? No. If you own chametz, you are over Bali Rav. The essence of owning the chametz, that's the Isser. You're not Maisa. If you buy chametz, fine, you did it with the Maisa. Yeah? But the essence of Isser Bali Rav is what? Owning chametz. That's not a Maisa. It's not a Maisa Isser. If it's not a Maisa Isser, yeah? Zopter Nesivis, Zopter Makar Chayim, then there's no shaykh of Torah Mas'asik. The Baal Kedarit. Yeah? Mas'asik is a din of Maisa. It's a Torah Maisa. Chometz Ba'ira is not a Maisa. So, Melo, even if Chometz ain't good, I don't know about it. You're right, I'm Mas'asik. Yeah? I'm not thinking about it. I'm no shaykh is that it's Chometz. Say it. You own the Chometz? It's in your house, in your shoes? So you're over. I'm Mas'asik. There's no Torah Mas'asik. Mas'asik is a Torah Maisa. And Melo, this lines up with these achrayim, these reshivas, these gedolim that want to say that shekeinena is pshat because it is no, not the mitz. Okay, we'll see. Nothing's pasha. That's the story they want to say that's in Zivas Tarets. Okay, we're gonna get back to this point. Okay. But in the meantime, though, let's go back to Craig. So Craig has a kash. Why is our Gemara saying Melech Machshavas Tepek Lei Alts the Torah called Tarkula Masasik? Why do we need the? Why are we marshaling Melech Machshavas? There's a general Torah Masasik and called Tarkula. Says to Craig that there's an afkamina. Craig is a huge side of here, which a lot of Bukharim disagree with. A huge side. Says to Craig the Torah Masasik is a p'tur only in Korah. Mas'asik does not say that's not an aver b'chal. Mas'asik says that it's a p'tur b'ah, problem Mas'asik. Yeah? That normally if you do it in aver, it's a chai karban, you do it b'shoi, you chai karban. If you're Mas'asik, it's a p'tur karban. That's it. Adkan, it's a p'tur in karban.
That's the answer to this question?
I didn't finish. The Yisoid, he says, and with that he's going to answer the question. Okay, the Yisoid is that the Ptur Mas'asik is not saying that's not an Isser B'chal. The Ptur Mas'asik says they're not Chayav Karb. It's a Ptur in the Karb. Okay? The Drosha is by Karb. Is that right? But Pra'al Mas'asik. The Drosha that the Ptur Mas'asik it happens to be by Karb. Tedder McGregor. It does not that happens to be by carbon. All it is a p'tor in carbon. You don't mean carbon if you're Mas'asik. But an aveira did. So it's considered a ma'is aveira. But there's no carbon. You have to clap al chayt on your kippur. Yeah? Make sure you write it down. You clap an extra al chayt on your kippur. Yeah? But p'tor carbon. You're both in carbon. So one says, oh, males are bigger. There can be not common afkaminas with that. Okay? First of all, he answers his friend in the Sivas' Kasha. By Chomet Shein Yidua, yeah? Well, what does the Sivas say? It's Mas'asik. So the Gregor chills. Mas'asik is only throwing carpet. By Rabbi Yimotze, to my sister. Right? With the Shein are handling over Bal Yirah and Chomet Shein Yidua, that's the Gab Isser. We're not talking about carbon. No carbon for that. No carbon by Rabbi Matzai. So Mela, if we say it's still an Isser, then the Kasha doesn't stop. Point number one that we gain with this. Yeah? Furthermore, says Rick Fager, as an Afkamina, Lagabe, for example, so again, there is an Isser, but says Rick Fager, but there is an Isser, says Rick Fager, but Melechus Machshaves is not an Isser, but Mas'asik and Kol Tarakula is a Ptur and Karban. When it comes to Shabbos, when you Mas'asik by Shabbos, that's not an Isser B'chal. Melech Mach Shabbos. It's not an Isser. So Mas'asik of Shabbos has a Kula of Mas'asik and Kol Tarakula. Mas'asik and Kol Tarakula, yeah? It's not an Isser B'chal. I mean, I'm sorry, it is an Isser, it's a Ptur and Karban. A Mais Isser is Mas'asik by Shabbos. It's not a ma'is issa b'chal. Says Rekveger, what would be an afkamina, for example, just that you should understand the chiluk. He says, there's an issa of shvisas abda. As a locha, your eved is not a dum locha for you. Masas kom locha, atu bin chutech abdecha namascha. The issa of shvisas, your eved is dum locha for you. Dum aneved k'nani. Yeah? So, says Rebbe Kveger, let's say you see the Eved is about to do Melacha, and Oifen Mas'asik. He sees him cut that tomato, yeah, not realizing that it's talish. I'm chuv to stop it. I'm chuv to stop the evidence. Ata bilcha. Avcha maska. You can't do malcha for you. Yeah, I'm chuv to stop it. So if we say the misasik is just a pturim carbon, but a bear there is, then avada have to stop it. Yeah? But if we say, but by Shabbos, that it's a pator, by Shabbos, Mach Mashabbos says, there's no Isser Bechlau. Yeah? Since there's no Machshav over here, it's not an Isser Bechlau. So Mela, the Eved, is on day.
He didn't do any Isser
Bechlau.
Why
is that Chayim? Chayim is a bad word.
He didn't do any Isser.
That's the right way. I'm not stopping
from doing it.
That's right. I'm not going to stop him. That's what Craig said. That would be an afkamina. See, here we could just to see the difference. Oh, here's the punchline of McVeigar. It was a gay tarsu. Okay. Zucker McVeigar, that in Yenenu, what will be Lagabe Kimeb Ramine? Yeah? The halacha is, right, we basically had the Gemara yesterday, that, right, Lechalka's the second part of the Gemara that we had yesterday. Maka Behemi Shamanu, Maka Adon Yumas. Right? So the Gemara makes a comparison. Just like by Maka Behema, there's no difference in Shoygameis in everything, that either way you're Chayiv. So too, by Maka Adam, if you killed someone, no matter what, even Shaggy Maze, everything, and you damage while you were killing. So we all know there's a thing called Kimle Bedramine. The guy does a Chiyah Misa together with a Chiyah Mammon. So we say he's Potter on the Mammon. Kimle Bedramine. Only he gets the strong Chiyah. But then Kimle Bedramine, the Gemara here, Tanu Bechiski is saying, is not only when you're actually getting killed, when you did a Bemaze and you're getting killed, you're getting killed, okay, so you're Potter from the Mammon. No, if you did a ma'isa, you killed someone. So that's Michayim Misa. You did a ma'ichil Shabbos. That's Michayim Misa. Even though punk, you're not Michayim Misa because it was shaygig, right? Still, we say that it's killing Rambam. Okay, and that we learn now from the Hekish, Make Behema Yishalmana. Just like over there, we don't differentiate between shaygig mezit and either way Yichayim, who was a getas yesterday. So too by Maka Adam. Where there is leget the path to you for the mammon when you killed someone, they're also either way you're part of the mammon, no matter whether or not you actually chayiv misa or not. Lechalkas ben shayig lemeza, etc. So meila. Oh, so you see they chayiv. There's a din of killing rabbanei. You part of the mammon, even if you don't, even if you do b'meza, even did it b'shayig. Yeah. Now says a McVeigar. And this, Cedric Fager. So, but still, even though you say, even b'shoygi, you probably, what about if it's not an aver b'chol? What about misasik? A guy does chol Shabbos, misasik, and at the same time, he damages. Right? Or we can declare what's going to be by oynis. We'll see in a second. Let's say he does it in a way, in an oyphon of oynis. That we'll get to in a second. Well, when Craig talks about misasik, yeah, a guy is mechal Shabbos. Our case, a guy is there's a stone in his lap. He doesn't realize it's there. Gets up, the stone goes flying, and it goes into the street. But now it goes into the street. All the damages. Is the kimmel dropping or not? Says Craig, if there's only a p'tur, yeah. If there's just a Torah Misasim called Tarakula, which means it's still an Avera, it's considered an Avera, Elmai is a Torah in the Einish. Okay, that's like Shaggy. Just like by Shaggy, it's killed with Ramane, and you're not getting killed. So too by Misasim. Abba Zakar Kveger, by Shabbos, he wanted to be Mechadish. By Shabbos, not an Avera Bechal. By Shabbos, not an Avera Bechal. By Shabbos, not an Avera, so you didn't do anything. So if you mechal Shabbos, b'mezasek, and teich deichel Shabbos, you also damage. In our Gemara, with the case I just gave you, guy jumps up, the rock goes flying into the street, and smashes someone's car window. Yeah,
Says Rebbe Kveger, there's no kelim rabban and he's chay for the mammon. Why? I'm sorry, there's no kelim rabban because it's not a ma'is of erev b'chal. There's no kelim rabban. Misasik is not a ma'is of erev b'chal. It's different than shaygig. The guy's over erev b'shaygig. This kelim rabban. Kusayf, there's an avera. Boom, you're not chay misafir. That's the chiddush of Tanu v'Chizkiya. But Ms. Asik, you didn't do anything. So Melo, he says, this is Shikup Shep from the Gemara. So in our Gemara, yeah, that says, the guy, how is it, Emnach V'chekoi? So in Yizokin is Chayit, and in Shabbos is Potter. Yeah, Matzmah Shabbos. Says Rebbe Kveger, what is the Gemara saying? Why we, he asks, why are we doing Matzmah Shabbos? Tape a glass, Ms. Asik, and call Tarakua. Terry says, Rebbe Kveger, we're going to put two cases together. Eben was munach. Yeah, what did he do? Va'amad v'nafla lini nizakin is chayiv. Even if it was Shabbos, when lini Shabbos lech m'shabbos asu taira, you're gonna put two together. He's chayiv on the nizakin, even if it was Shabbos. Like this, there's separate cases here. Yeah, there's the Shabbos, there's chayvul, there's nezek. Craig says what the Gemara is hinting over here. And the reason why the Gemara chaps on the Melech Mashabes, the Gemara wants to tell you Chiddush. That as he's being Mechal Shabbos over here with the Rav, he also damages the first case, Lini Zokin. He does both together. Yeah, it's Shabbos and he's damaging. Still he's Chayyus. Why? Because Melech Mashabes is also Torah, and it's not a Ma'isa very Bechal, Melech Zokin Kimbo Rav. That's what, yeah.
But the next part of the Gemara says
Potter.
What's
Potter?
The
lights of
Shabbos.
Right, you're
Potter
for Shabbos.
No, Shabbos, now that
is
the
case.
Really?
No, but you're Potter for Shabbos. Only Shabbos, you're Potter on Shabbos, not you're Potter on Zikin on Shabbos. You're Potter off on Shabbos. You're Potter, not on the day of Shabbos, you're Potter for Shabbos. Oh, so the truth of the matter is, so this morning again, our sugya about him. What's the din by Kim Ram Be'ainis? So, in the footnote over here in the Kveger, they bring down that's a machlaikas in Muki Yosef and the Shita. So, Shita, I didn't get a chance to look up. Shita, Ksubas Laman and Bates, Shem Shita Yishana. That he says, Be'ainis, you don't want to kill Ram Be'ainis? Be'ainis. A guy was Machal Shah, a guy killed someone Be'ainis. Yeah? A guy in Mechal Shabbos Bayis. So Shita Yishana says it's no Kim Ramanei. Then he quotes in Muki Yosef, allegedly on Ksubas Lamed Hay, which I have Muki Yosef and Ksubas over here. If someone can find them in Ksubas Lamed Hay, I'll be very appreciative. But it doesn't exist. He says, Muchach, the Geshem Shita Shlumi Mamun Mechai B'chol Inyan, Petzach Hazpatza, Kach Mamak Adam. The potle krav mezib b'mamay. Like Tachle, so he Rada says, but this it really can't be. Yeah. He quotes Mugayis Misayim. Fin Mugayis. Haray, what's a drasha? Just like by Maman, you're chayiv no matter what. So too Mugabe Kimurabene, is Kimurabene, whether no matter what, whether you chayiv mis or not. That's the Makabahim is no different than Yechiv between Ayin Shaygi and everything. So too, Lin Yiptur Kum Ramane, even though there's no Chiyiv. He wants to say, it's even by Ayinus. It doesn't make any sense, right? The grace of holds, Ayinus Gomer, is Potter, right? Ayinus Gomer is Potter by Maka. So if you want to make the equation, then Ayinus Gomer won't be Kum Ramane. But anyway, I don't know what his Bugyasev is. Maybe the Shita does say over there that by Ayinus is no Kum Ramane. But this might have to do with this Rupeg. Now, the Rupeg telling me is sorry. Yeah? That when there's no Maisa Ver Bechlal, then there's no Kum Ramane. So now we can be done by Ayinus. Is it considered Maisa Ver or not? Okay? So Akabanim, that might be an Afghan meaning. By Ainus, what's going to be the din? By Ainus, is it Kum Ramah? They say it's Machlag of Rishayim. I haven't seen it yet. But the idea is it's a Makam Ian. What will be my Ainis? Lagabi Kimurama. Guy does a Chiyav Misa, but Ainis with a Chiyav Mammon is the Kimurama. Makam Akshava. They will get back to it at some point. Now, it's like this. Rukveger wants to bring a raya to his Yisai. Because the Gemara in Bracha says that if someone's wearing Klayim, yeah, he's walking down the street, yeah, I might Klayim a big day, Paish Nefil B'Shuk. Yeah? The Gemara says, if you're wearing a nice boss suit, and someone tells you, by the way, you know, boss suits, most of them have shatnas, so you're going to take it off in the middle of the street. And Chachma and Funa, not a Shem, it's embarrassing, okay, say it. That's life. Yeah? And there's no covered breeze, it's Daicha covered breeze. That's the covered breeze being Daicha. The covered breeze is only Daicha either Darbanan or Daraisa, the Shev Al Paisa. When you're not doing an action, wearing a bag is called an action. I'm not going to get into why right now. Point the bottom line, Mara says, the white client, big guy, push that fellow Bishop. Yeah? That's it. It's even if the guy doesn't know. Yeah? You see your friend wearing a ball suit. See him, you tell him. Yeah? 1 second. Chayra is Masasi. He doesn't know that he's wearing, a beggar. He doesn't know he's wearing a client.
He shouldn't have to take it off.
Right.
He knows now.
Don't tell him. Why are you messing him up? Don't tell him. Right now he's not being Irvin Aveira. What do you want from the guy? You want to embarrass the guy? The guy's going to pull on his pants and on the street. What do you want from the guy? Yeah? Well, why are you telling him? He's misastic now. Now he's father. You'll tell him, come to me over there, and then whatever. You know what I mean? You don't tell him on the street? Yeah? If he's being Irvin Aveira, okay. Chachman, Sunday, Das, Negev Hashem. No Chachman comes to be Irvin Aveira. But he's not being Irvin Aveira. He's misastic. Yeah? He's misastic.
Maybe the guy that saw him is over
there. No, he's not. What well, is he over? He's only over there of Techacha, Musa, whatever. You know, that's only the guy who's not over there. It has to stop with the guy that's wearing. The guy that's wearing is not even over there. So what do you want from the guy? Why should you tell the guy? He's not doing an Avera. Why tell him? Why tell him? Now you make him do an Avera. Now he's not Misasik anymore. So call him to the side. Tell him to go, you know, you want to go home, whatever it is, you need to show him something in your house, and then you'll tell him, then he'll do it in a mentionable way. As that Frank McVeigh. Hello, my Dr. McVeigh, what do you see? Then, no! Miss Asik is still on a Vera. Torn carbon, still on a Vera. Miss Asik of Torn carbon, still on a Vera. So, Mela, Parshna, Phil Bishop, even though he's Miss Asik, but still on a Vera, so. Ein chachma mein tuna negla shem. No chachmas when it comes to koi shemai. Yeah? Oh. That's where Kreger wanted to bring a riot to his side. But then he's like, he says, yesh litchais, the client, the isra, hana schimum, hava kamay chalom varayis, misasek chay. Says where Kreger, yeah, that by client, you're not always a client unless it's hana. Gemara, it's Gemara in Yomis, Abdal, Gemara says that Leviv Malavish is Be'anna. Yeah? It has to be Anna. That's what Taisus in Nidus on Chalav is done, that the Tachrichim of Meis could have Klayim. Right? You have to take off the tzitzis, it shouldn't be Loi L'Rosh. You can't look like you're making fun of me. You go to the base cars, you put your tzitzis in, right? So it shouldn't look like you're making fun of the Meis. So how are you allowed to put on Klayim on him? Taisa says, because it's not like you're making fun of him, because this that he's putter, he's allowed to wear klayim, not because he's putter for mitzvah, he's dead, it's because if he's dead, he's not being nana, you only wear klayim if you're nana. Since the dead people are not being nana from, I assume not being nana from the Tachrichim, from Eila, they're not over klayim. So he didn't be alive in Eifim that you're not being nana. God doesn't like the chazer. You know, the Eifim not being nana. Right? By climbing out right? Okay. So Zucker McFager. So just like Ms. Asin B'chalam Raya is Chayav Shekein Nana, so too, so too by clan. So Mela, so over here, the guy's wearing the boss suit. Yeah? He's being misasset. Amaisi is being nether, walking around in a shiny boss suit, right? $1,000 boss suit, right? But see, he's being nether from it, right? So there's no term as acid when you're nether. Okay? Now, so Mela over here, there's no ptur, there's no raya from there, from here, there's an iser. Because, but that's an iser, even though you're misasik. Over there is b'chal no ptur misasik because you haven't gotten up. So the truth of the matter is, Nisr b'kvegel chayis mashma, he's learning not like Rebach Ber, the base of Engel. You say that the misasik b'chal rise is chayish kanana, because there, the hanah is the whole iser. Right? It's not a ma'isa, it's the hanah. Over here, even though you might need hanah by klayim, even though you might need hanah by klayim, you might need hanah by klayim, but by klayim, pshat, even outside you need hanah, pshat is, you need a levish shesheish by hanah. Even by klayim, it's not necessarily just the hanah itself, it could be it's a levish shesheish by hanah. Okay, but I don't want to get stuck on this point. Oh. Akabana, the fear of Kvager, fear the Yisrael of Kvager, that Masasim is still in this, sir. So, Bemisin, you can really answer another question on our Gemara. Our Gemara says, yeah, that Yechayiv and Izahi. Right? So, really, and Rashi says, because Petzach is Potsah. Why? Because in Chayim and Ayins. So the question is, one could ask, if someone is damages with misasik, yeah, is it the pshat is by misasik is not a ma'aseh b'chal? Yeah, misasik is not a ma'aseh b'chal. It's not my ma'aseh b'chal. So then, just because you Chayim on Shayim and Ayins, etc., right? But that's when it's my ma'aseh. Yeah, right. It's my mind. So Mele you could say that I'm chayiv. Yeah, but if misasik is not a mind, if I do damage with misasik, it's not my ma'aser b'chal. Is it so poshut that it should be nichlal? It should be nichnas into the petzach as potza? Petzach as potza says. When I do something, yeah, I'm doing it b'shayim, yeah. In the case, I'm doing it b'ayinus, yeah. But okay, you have to be done. Ayinus is that considered ma'aser or not? But maybe you're telling that. I'm just saying there's room to question. If you hold a misasik, is misasik, yeah, is not his ma'aser b'chal, there may be room to ask a question. That maybe misasik should be nichlal in Petzach's potza. The Gemara is assuming that Petzach's potza includes even the case of the stone. The case of the stone is misasik. Is that so poshut? Let's think about it. Is it so poshut that Petzach, that when you marba shaygig and oynis, are you automatically marba misasik? One could say misasik is not my ma'aser b'chal. If misasik is not my ma'aser b'chal, semela. There's no chiv of Petzach Spatzer. One could have said. Yeah. If that's the Gedim Masasik. The Gedim Masasik is not my Ma'isa, so then maybe there shouldn't be a Ptur. There's more to think about this question. Oh, if you're a Kvager, if we say like a Kvager, the Masasik is only a Ptur in carbon, it's not a Ptur in Ma'isa, I mean, even Masasik is considered your Ma'isa. Is a ptur of carbon. Not the Nesivim. The Nesivim says Misasik is not your Ma'isa. That's why by your you don't have a ptur. If we say like a Kvager, if Etzem Misasik is your Ma'isa, and it's only a ptur, and it's considered Ma'isa Beir, and it's only a ptur in carbon, no by Nesok, it's not a shayel carbon. So Meila, if he's there, if you're a Kvager, this question I'm raising, again, not necessarily Kasha, a question that may be a problem. If it's not your ma'aser, maybe it's not nichlal in Petzah. Petzah is Petzah. According to Pesach, it's not Shvur B'chal. The whole term of Pesach is only pter in